Jazz from 7.
This is the voice of the UK.
5 Live Drive.
With Claire McDonnell and Chris Warburton. Listen on BBC Sounds.
Now take a listen and tell me how this makes you feel.
There's a fire burning in my soul. There's a fire burning in my soul. And it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a fire.
That is one of Breathe's melodies for mums. It's a mother and baby singing session. And since 2017, they've been helping new mums deal with postnatal depression. And now a new study has found it actually really works. There's science that backs this up. Researchers at King's College London studied 200 mums with postnatal depression. It found that those who took part in singing groups showed both short and long-term reductions in their symptoms. And their report says it could be a cost-effective treatment on the NHS. Let's speak to Yvonne Farquharson, who is the founder of Breathe Arts Health Research, which runs Melodies for Mums. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
And Jay is one of the mums who goes to the sessions. Hi, Jay.
Hello. Hi there.
Listen, before we talk to Yvonne about the science and this study, how are you feeling? Was it the birth of your first child, Jay?
It was indeed. Yeah,
right.
It was.
And how did you feel about, well, you know, once, what did you have?
It was an awful birth as far as births go. I was induced early because of preeclampsia, and then he managed to turn himself around in the birth canal, which is like unheard of. It ended in an emergency C-section, and I had a failed epidural, so I was put to sleep, so I didn't get to be there when he was born. So it was all very dramatic and very traumatic.
Oh my goodness.
So it was really, really, yeah, it was a difficult birth.
For your first child, that is sounds like a complete nightmare. What's his name?
His name's Ezra.
Ezra. I'm sure he's a beautiful bundle of joy now. But obviously,
he's gorgeous.
I mean, it takes its toll, doesn't it? So how are you feeling after all of that?
I think it took a while to come to terms with the birth that I had versus the birth that I wanted. And so, yeah, it was a difficult start to motherhood. It was a lot of recovery for me. But I am definitely doing a lot better now.
Tell us about the singing then. How did you find out about it?
It was actually my health visitor. So, you know, when you have your baby and you have like 10 million home visits, and one of them, my health visitor came over and, you know, I told her how I was feeling and she recommended it. She said that Breathe Melodies for Mums ran in a centre near me. And that it would be really good for, you know, meeting new mums that are in a similar headspace as me. And I was a bit apprehensive, but then I decided to go for it and it was the best decision I made.
And was it the physicality of singing combined with the social aspect? What was it that made a difference to you, do you think?
I think, yeah, both. I think singing can be really vulnerable, especially when you're singing with strangers. And then also, yeah, just being in that social aspect, you know, it's a bunch of mums, a bunch of babies, all in a very similar space. It really was a bonding experience.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Let's bring in Yvonne now. Yvonne, founder of Breathe Arts Health Research. Let's do the science then, Yvonne. So it's very neurologically powerful, isn't it? Singing in a group. What does it do to us?
Yeah, it's amazing. We're really excited that we have all of these very new pioneering research findings that have shown that singing can reduce postnatal depression over the course of this 10-week singing intervention. And not only does it impact there in the short term, but 6 months later, women who've gone through our Breathe Melodies for Mums programme are still showing a significant reduction in symptoms of postnatal depression. And we know that across a range of levels. So the science looked at various different aspects during the study. So it collected saliva samples, which actually measures the cortisol, which is the stress hormone in both mothers and babies. We used validated clinical screening tools, which measured postnatal depression. And we also did video analysis of mother and baby. So we showed not only does it reduce the symptoms of postnatal depression, but it also increased mother-baby bonding, which is another really exciting finding that's coming out of this study.
It's just, I mean, you could hear the babies in the background there and it sounded absolutely wonderful to hear them gurgling away. So it stimulates the vagus nerve, I read. It regulates your breathing and it releases oxytocin, which helps reduce stress and anxiety. So the science absolutely backs it up, Yvonne.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this isn't your average mum and baby singing group. We're not bringing mums together in a room and singing Wheels on a Bus. It's a nursery rhyme free zone. We're teaching women songs in multiple languages, in four part harmonies. We're challenging them artistically. So not only do they get the kind of scientific benefits of singing that you've just mentioned so articulately, but in addition to that, they're increasing their confidence and self-esteem. They're learning a new skill, that we're empowering them with a tool that they can use to soothe themselves, but also soothe their baby. There's many aspects to the intricate design of these sessions that have been designed specifically to meet the very specific challenges of postnatal depression. It's not just singing for singing's sake.
Jay, I bet you're glad it wasn't nursery rhymes and just like
We get every other baby group is just full of nursery rhymes. It was so good to have a break from them.
I know, I went to them myself. Jay, should this be on the NHS? That's the idea. This should be something that's prescribed.
Absolutely. Like, it almost felt prescribed for me because my health visitor suggested it. And it was like medicine. Every week it was like, I would wake up, it was always on Monday morning, and I'd wake up and I'd be like, I'm so tired, I haven't slept, I'm exhausted. Sometimes it was hard to get out and it was hard to get there. But once I was there, it completely brought me back to life. It was amazing.
It's been fantastic talking to the both of you. And I'm sure there's lots of young mums listening to this now who will be inspired. You're not on your own. Get in touch. I mean, it's possible, I guess, Yvonne, to get in touch with Breathe Arts and check out a local group.
Exactly. We run groups across London, but we also run a group online so that all women across the UK can benefit from this free healthcare service. If you are struggling, please reach out to us. And we're also now piloting programmes for dads because we know that dads can also struggle after birth.
Absolutely right. That is Joanna Farquharson from Breathe Arts Health Research and Jay as well. Love to little Ezra. Thank you for joining us.